Hi, this is Emily Schaff for Telluride Inside and Out. I'm here speaking with artist Keith Campbell, also known as Scramble Campbell. Scramble is coming to Telluride Mountain Film this year, where his work will be displayed at La Casina. There's also an Eric Abramson film playing about him at the Nugget. Hi, Scramble.
Hi, Emily. How are you today?
I'm great. Tell us, when did you first start painting at concerts?
Well, I first started painting concerts since the early 90s. I started painting with DJs in the late 80s into the early 90s, and as part of the up-and-coming rave scene at that time, and then got with some of my friends' bands that were in the emerging jam band scene inside of the Orlando, Florida area, and just started painting with them early on.
So cool. What's your background as an artist?
I started off as a commercial artist inside the 80s. I went to graphics kind of school, but I did paste up and design and just kind of developed this on my own. You know, I just kind of developed into doing paintings and into live things as a reaction to trying to get into art shows inside of the 80s. I was doing like a cartoon surrealism type of thing, dolly-driven things, and just out of rejection of doing the art world stuff, I kind of went into the music world by actually, weird enough, as Perry Farrell put an ad out in 1991 to show 12 artists at every stop of the first Lollapalooza tour. So I showed inside of the Lollapalooza, first three Lollapaloozas in 91, 92, 93.
So cool. So I know you paint for all different kinds of musical venues. Right now you're painting for the symphony where there's 60 people playing. What's it like to paint during a concert?
Well, it's fantastic. It's kind of like that when you're into a groove at your favorite concert, that you're connecting with the music and you're letting yourself go and dancing like nobody's watching, you know. And so that's kind of the theory behind it, is you just sometimes inside there that I'm really capturing an individual where I might go after some older blues player or older jazz player. It's like I just got back last week from the New Orleans Jazz Fest, where I've gone 17 years in a row at the New Orleans Jazz Fest, and I painted 20 paintings while I was there for the 2 weeks. But I got to paint like one guy that was like 101 years old. So that was, you're connecting with him as an individual, not necessarily the music, where if I'm going to a Leftover Salmon show or a String Cheese show or a Widespread Panic show, I'm connecting with the music as much as the players, because I could, you know, it's more about the energy of the show itself instead of capturing that individual, you know?
So great. Tell me a little bit about your collection that's coming to La Casina.
Well, the collection I'm showing in Telluride is, I wanted to share some of the paintings that were inside of the film itself. So you're actually in the film, you're looking over the shoulder and seeing the process of art, these paintings that when you go to galleries and museums, you never usually get to see it's the exact opposite almost, because you're getting to see this painting, the finished product, but you don't know what went into it. So the movie will share what went into some of these paintings, because that's what my future will be, was trying to develop art shows where when you go to the gallery that it's meant for an iPad or for an iPhone, and that you're clicking on there and actually seeing that painting getting done versus just information about that painting.
So great, right? Because so often you're at the gallery and you don't know what it's like for the artist to have actually painted that. You just see
right,
the final
and it's kind of the conception of why we go to the concerts is that your favorite bands, they already have these CDs, you already have these great recordings of the music, but you still want to see the energy of them performing those songs live, and so that's the conception of this thing, is that, you know, we don't get the chance to be inside the studio, and if you've ever been to a music studio, it's not the most entertaining thing, because they're going to go play the same songs, or there might be the same riff over and over and over, but the writing process and all this kind of thing, this is kind of exact backwards type of stuff, so that's what I'm trying to bring the art to the people by doing what I'm doing. And that's the larger conception of the whole thing.
It sounds so exciting. I can't wait to see your work at La Casina and to see the film. Thanks so much for your time, Scramble.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it as well.